Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now online first-time homebuyer seminar. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. It's about 7:30, almost 7:40 on Tuesday evening, and every Tuesday night, folks, we are here on Facebook Live. And what I love the most about this is that it's convenient. Many of our buyers, in fact, I don't think just about everyone in my pipeline right now of future homeowners, husband and wife, both work. It takes two incomes to make it today. And so trying to get home from work and then take care of the kids and to prepare meals and get ready for work. And then, by the way, can you come to a seminar on a weeknight at my office or at some community center? Or can you come on a Saturday morning and listen for a couple hours at 9 or 10? Of course, the time you have to get your honeydews done if you're a guy. And if you're a woman, you're taking care of all the things you couldn't get to for the week. So getting things done in person, getting the information you need in person is perhaps more challenging now than it has ever been. And so the Power Is Now is happy to make this information about homeownership, about financing programs that you've never heard of, available every Tuesday right here on Facebook Live. And for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for finding us on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, you know, we've been on Blog Talk since April of 2011. Millions of people are following us. We're syndicated to iTunes, TuneIn. You can find us on any online radio platform. And I'm very proud of that. This whole thing started just as a teleconference call in 2009, a way to share information with real estate professionals who are looking to get an edge and understand what was going on in the market at that time. And it just kind of developed into an online radio platform. And now, with Facebook, creating Facebook Live, we have an opportunity to reach even more people. So thank you so much. I consider it an honor and a privilege. I feel the weight of the responsibility to make this time this evening worth your time. And I certainly intend to do that. For those of you who are listening for the first time, I want to encourage you to become a member of The Power Is Now. It's absolutely free. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and look under About Us and look under Membership. First, look under About Us and just learn about who we are. We are a mission-driven, purpose-driven company. We're not just an ordinary run-of-the-mill real estate company looking to sell real estate. We're interested in changing lives and impacting families and making the dream of homeownership an absolute reality. We are focused on the low to moderate income borrower, the first-time homebuyer, not because we have to, but because we want to. As a business, we can target any audience we choose. We can choose to be luxury home sellers and not talk to anyone who can't, you know, qualify for a $1 million mortgage. Or we can focus with investors who have cash and just look to find properties for them. But we've made a conscious choice to work in those communities that have been underserved, historically underserved. And for that reason, they represent the lowest rate of homeownership out of any other group. And so thank you for partnering with us if you are a real estate professional. In fact, everyone involved in The Power Is Now is focused on working with buyers, not to the exclusion of listings. If you're looking to sell your home, please call us. We'll put one of our buyers into your house, and we'll do it pretty quickly because we have hundreds of buyers coming to us every day and plugging into all the things we do to help people understand what homeownership is all about and how to make it a reality. For those of you who are just joining us, my name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now is licensed in the state of California only. I repeat, we're licensed in the state of California only. Now, I have to say this because, folks, I'm getting telephone calls all over the country. We're actually in the process of getting licensed in other states, and we'll be certain to make sure you know that we're licensed in your state as soon as it happens. We are working diligently on it. But right now, we're licensed as a real estate company in the state of California under the Department of Real Estate, the Bureau of Real Estate. And our license number as a company is 1980407. 1980407 is the license number for the company. And then we're also licensed as a mortgage company by the National Mortgage Registry System. And our NMLS number for the company is 1435243. So the Powers Now is licensed as a real estate company in the state of California, and we're licensed as a mortgage company in the state of California. We are a full service real estate company. We do everything from residential to commercial, land and business opportunities. We are a full service mortgage company. We do everything from the multi-million dollar deal to the first time home buyer, to the land, to commercial lending. We do it all. But most importantly, our focus, what drives us every day, is helping that first time home buyer. And we have programs geared around working with first time home buyers. That is our expertise. I've been at this game for a long time. I love working with first time home buyers. Now, as the president, my individual license number, and as a broker, I'm the real estate broker for both the real estate company and the mortgage company. So my individual license for the state of California as a real estate broker is 01143484. I've been a real estate broker for over 15 years, a licensed real estate agent for over 25 years. And then my license as a mortgage broker, I'm the mortgage broker for the mortgage division, and my NMLS license number is 461807. I've been a mortgage banker for over 35 years. I've literally done it all, from the ground up to regional management, creating branches and establishing operations in California. And for the last 2 years, we have created a mortgage division under the Powers Now umbrella. And so the Powers Now as a media company has been around since 2009. And then from 2009 and a teleconference, this thing kind of just blew up and has become what it is today. So we are a national radio on blogtalkradio.com/thepowersnow. Check us out. We have a national magazine. Go to the Powers Now magazine.com, or just go to our website and you'll find it at the bottom of the website, the Powers Now magazine. We have both our national magazine, in which we have great articles. I encourage you to read it, subscribe to it, it's free. And we have the Powers Now radio magazine. I conduct interviews with industry leaders and politicians and top producers and you name it. I try to get them on the radio, share their information, and then we embed that audio as well as additional information about them in our radio magazine. And then we have the Powers Now TV, our own YouTube channel, in which we are recording interviews via video, this very platform we're using today to interview, again, top producers and individuals who can make an impact and to educate consumers and real estate professionals about this wonderful business called real estate. And so all this together makes a very unique company. I honestly don't know of any other company that has brought together media and real estate the way we do, and we're very proud of what we do. One of the things that we do is we really get down to, we'll call it the nitty-gritty, if you will, and I know that's an old phrase, but we really get down to the basics and the fundamentals with our clients, and we have tools and resources to help our clients qualify for a loan. And for that reason, we never say no. We say not now, but we never say no. And not now is not never, it's not right now. We need to put some things in place to help you get into position to buy a home. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about three programs that are just incredible programs. And I want you to take a moment after I tell you what I'm going to talk about to share this link, make a quick phone call, send a text, let everyone you know that we're going to be talking about these programs because they don't know about them. They may not know about them. Whether you're a real estate professional or you are a consumer, you just may not understand what's available in the marketplace to help people buy. So tonight I'm going to be talking about the California Housing Finance Agency. They have a way. They have two programs, and this is a conventional program and an FHA program, a government and conventional program. So with this program, you're able to get money for the closing costs, which can be as high as 3 to 4%, especially right now in the fourth quarter where the requirement to have impounds requires that a lot of your money is set aside to pay the taxes and insurance. And so your closing cost is always higher in the fourth quarter. The HFA program, provides closing costs, a grant, not a grant, but a gift, not a gift, but a loan. Let me get that straight now. It is a silent second, a loan that you do not have to pay back. And I'll get into the details. So we're talking about a program that will give you the money for closing costs and give you the money for the down payment. So it's a true 100% financing program. And folks, there's no games here. It's not a gimmick. It's a government program. It's real. And people are not taking advantage of it. They don't know about it. And so we're going to let you know about it tonight and give you as much of the details as we possibly can. The next program I'm going to talk about is the Home Secure Program. Now, this is an FHA program. And what I love about this particular down payment assistance program is that it is the only down payment assistance program that will allow you to buy a 4-unit building, provided you live in the property, and will give you the down payment. Folks, this is really unprecedented. I've been at this for a long time, and I don't know of a program like this. And then when you learn about how low the FICO scores can be and the debt ratios, you're just going to be blown away. And then finally, we're going to talk about the I-10 program. This is an identification tax ID number. This number, everybody has a tax ID number, but particularly for immigrants, people who are here, maybe they came as students, they let their visas expire, or maybe they came here illegally. It doesn't really matter how they got here, but they are here now. They're here and they're working and they've been here for years. And folks, we have a program. It's called an I-10 program, absolutely designed for those who are here with expired visas or they came by some other means, but they're here. And they own a home or they want to buy a home and they have a job and they're paying taxes and they're contributing to society. We have a program. We have an awesome program for them. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. So I got a lot to cover here tonight and we're only going to 8:30. So how is it possible I'm going to talk about all this and be done by 8:30? Well, the truth of the matter is it's not possible. You're going to have to reach out to me. You're going to have to reach out to me and get some more information, get all the details. Now, in case you need to do that, I want to encourage everyone here. If you know you need help, you know your credit scores aren't there, you know you have some things you need to get taken care of, you need some advice, you need some direction, you want someone to just kind of help you and guide you through the process, man, do we have a program for you. It's called Never Rent Again. Never Rent Again. Never Rent Again. Again.com. It's our buyer's club where we help you. I mean, folks, it's real help and it doesn't cost you anything. We'll set you up with a budget. We'll get you started with your credit. We'll help you get a build credit and create a savings programs. We will put you on the path to homeownership. And if you still need more help to stay on the path, we have a personal coaching program that will help you stay on track until you achieve the goal. That's what we have. Now, if you are ready to get going and you know you just need to hear about this program and you're gonna say, wow, I didn't know that I could afford to buy now. I can't tell you folks how many times I hear that. When someone says to me, wow, you know, I was listening to you on the radio or I saw you on Facebook and I'm calling you because I didn't realize that this program exists and that I can actually buy a home right now. I am sick and tired of renting. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired are ending. And so I hear this all the time. And so if you are ready to go, man, we can help you tonight. I mean, right now, where you sit or stand, if you're looking on your phone, iPhone, iPad, or sitting at a desktop, you can get started right now. Just go to apply to buy now. Apply to buy now. That's applytobuy.com. And there you can set up your application online, complete it. You might be able to complete it in one setting. It might take you a couple of settings. It takes about 15 minutes to complete the application. Hit submit, and then the next thing you'll complete is a mini application for your credit report. You'll be able to see your FICO score tonight, know exactly what it is on at least one credit bureau. The next day, you'll receive all three credit bureaus and know exactly where you stand. So you can get started tonight at Apply to Buy Now. For those of you who are real estate professionals, I really appreciate you from showing up tonight. I've invited many, and I always invite agents to join us every Tuesday night so they can see firsthand what we do and how that the Power Is Now can be a great partner if you're interested in working with buyers. If you have a buyer that you think could qualify or may be interested in any of the programs we have to offer, we have a special website for you. It's called Never Lease Again. Never Lease Again. Now, this is for real estate professionals only. The one for consumers is Never Rent Again, and the one for real estate professionals is Never Lease Again. On that, you put your information, put your client's contact information, share some information about them, select the program they may be interested in, and then when you hit submit, it goes to our entire team. We'll reach out to the client, we'll assess their situation, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours, folks, with what we can do to help your client become a homeowner. I just really appreciate the partnership we have with real estate professionals. And for those of you who are consumers and you're watching for the first time tonight, or perhaps you have been invited because you receive one of the flyers from our agents, please, at the conclusion of tonight's presentation, please reach back out. Contact that agent who invited you tonight and let them know what you, number one, thought about the information, and number two, that you're ready to get started. And they will assist you in getting started to get pre-approved and start working on becoming a first-time home buyer. Folks, we're in the fourth quarter, and we don't have very much time left. We're practically at the end of October, and I call this the fourth quarter sprint. It really is to the end of the year. There's still time to buy a house before the year is up. And if you're in position to do so, I encourage you to do it now. Why? Because the power is now. It really is. It's not tomorrow. It's not next year. We have no idea what's in store in 2018. Heck, we don't even know what's in store in November. All you really have is right now. And that's why we call ourselves The Power Is Now, and we are the Power Team. So I want to encourage all those of you who are watching tonight, if you would just take a moment before we get into our first topic, Cal FHA, to share this live Facebook feed. Share it, please, with everyone you know, all your friends. Invite your colleagues, invite your family members to listen in. As we go through these programs. And if you have any questions tonight, you can ask your questions on the Facebook Live chat room, and I will be certain to answer your questions. I may not be able to answer it while I'm speaking. You know, I'm not that great when it comes to multitasking, but I will, over the next few hours, respond to your questions in the chat. And you can also reach out to me directly. My direct line is 714-475-8629. That's my direct cell number. And if I don't pick it up, folks, it's because I'm on the phone with a client. And most likely, my assistant will pick it up. Also, you can schedule a time to talk with me. Go to our website, thepowersnow.com, and there you'll see at the bottom of our website a calendar. And there is a particular section in that calendar just for people who are interested in a mortgage consultation. Please click on that, and you'll find the available time slots for us to speak. And I really appreciate those who are really intentional about things like this, who schedule appointments and make sure they have the time to learn and to find out what they need to do. And it helps me also to ensure that I make the time that you need to answer your questions and to assist you in the process of buying a home. Okay, so while you're sharing this information, we're right at 8 o'clock. Let's get going to topic number one, Cal FHA. For those of you who have been following me, I want to encourage you to go back a few days, about a week here, and you'll find that I did an interview with Eric Johnson. Eric Johnson is a representative of Cal HFA. Now, this is the housing finance agency. And believe it or not, folks, Cal FHA is not funded by taxpayers' dollars. It is not. It is self-funded. It is self-funded. And they work with lenders and with brokers to make to have an impact that is on low to moderate income and first-time home buyers. They have a ton of programs. And tonight, I don't have the time to talk about all the programs, but I'm going to talk about the Cal Plus, which is a conventional, and FHA, or government programs, and about the brand new program I want to let you know about, VA, that's coming out in just a few days. So let's start off with the Cal HFA FHA product. And what I love the most about FHA is that FHA versus conventional has the most flexibility. That's typically with most lenders, not necessarily the case with Cal FHA. The guidelines for FHA versus conventional on Cal FHA almost mirror each other. The only difference is in the down payment. For a conventional Cal FHA HFA program, the down payment is 3%. For FHA, it is 3.5%. But here's the good news. On both programs, you may be eligible to get a grant for the down payment. And this grant is called My Home. It's not a grant, actually. It's a silent second, and it's called My Home. My Home will give you a loan that you do not have to make any payments on. It's at an incredibly low interest rate on top of that. And literally, you do not have to make any payments on that loan for the life of the loan. Now, think about that for a moment. Who does that, right? Well, this is the good state, the golden state of California. And in addition to that, unlike most down payment assistance programs, unlike most, this program will also give you money for closing costs. Now, that closing cost is called the ZIP program. And ZIP stands for Zero Interest Program. So they're going to give you another 3% as a silent second. It is not a gift at all. It is a loan. And when you sell the home, it has to be paid off. So if you never sell the home, then you're good to go, right? If you're going to stay there 30 years, most people rarely pay off their homes, right? And at some point you decide you want to refinance or pay off the home, you certainly can. And that at that time, the second will be due. And there are some other miscellaneous guidelines centered around that that could cause an acceleration of those of the silent second. But for more details on that, you're going to have to reach out to me and let's have a conversation. The good news is that here's an opportunity for you to buy a house literally with no money down. They're going to give you a silent second, no payments, low interest. For the down payment, that's 3% for a conventional loan. That's 3.5% for a government loan. And they're going to give you a silent second for the closing costs, 3% for the closing costs. And in that case, the ZIP program has no interest at all. These are two incredible programs. So I know you're asking, okay, Eric, sounds great, a little too good to be true. How do I get it? Well, a couple other things here. First of all, the loan. Now, we live in a high-cost state, right? Especially for those of you in Northern California and parts of LA and Orange County. Man, property values are rising. It's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. Well, the Cal HFA program has a sales limit, and that is $660,000. That is the most house you can buy. Now, you can buy more, but they're not going to let you buy, under this program, a house more than $660,000. If you want to buy a $700,000 or $661,000 house, you're going to have to use a different program, and we can help you there. So $660,000 is the maximum sales price. And then the maximum loan amount, well, an FHA loan is based on a HUD limit for the area. All right, so we'll look at the conforming limit for conventional and the HUD limit for FHA. All right, so that covers the loan amounts and the sales price. How do I qualify? Well, there's two areas they're going to look at. They're going to obviously look at credit. And this is where it can be a little challenging for some people, and I have a program for you if this affects you. The minimum FICO score, the middle score on this program is 660. That's the middle score on this program. Now, one of the things we do in our buyers program, neverrentagain.com, is we'll help you raise your credit score. You have to apply for a mortgage. You got to attempt to get pre-approved, and we'll help you with that. And once we have your credit report, we'll use that same credit reporting agency to provide us a special report. It's called a what-if scenario credit report. It tells us what you have to do to raise your score from wherever it is to where we need it to be. And we call it, there's two programs. There's a credit analyzer and there's a what-if scenario. And they're both very inexpensive reports. I mean, it's $7 per trade, per credit bureau. So if there's three credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So that's about $21, $22 is what it costs to find out what exactly you have to do to raise your score. Now that's either for the what-if scenario or the credit analyzer. Now, if a person's score is very close, we like using the what-if scenario because the what-if scenario tells us to do some scenarios. What if you paid down this account by $500 or $250? What would happen to your score? I mean, those are the kinds of things we can do. We can actually experiment with you paying down, paying off, transferring. In fact, on the credit analyzer program, they will tell you, suggest to transfer a balance on one credit card to another card in order to increase your score. It's an amazing program. And so just because your score might be 640 or 600, don't decide at this moment because of the FICO score 660 that you can't qualify. Please do not self-diagnose. Leave it to the experts. We have the tools, we have the resources to help you understand what exactly you have to do to get your score to where it is. Now, check this out. We run the credit analyzer or we run the what-if scenario. We find out what you have to do, all right? Then you go do it. I mean, you go pay it now, pay it off, whatever you got to do. You bring us back the proof, right? Actually, you don't have to bring us back the proof. Just go do it. Let us know you've done it, and we can wait 30 days until when the creditors will report or update your status with the credit bureaus, and then your score will change to exactly what the report says it will be if you have followed the instructions to the T. To the T. You cannot deviate in any respect. Cannot. All right? Or if you want to get it done now, because we're running out of time and the year is just coming up, then provide the proof to the credit bureau. You can do that directly, or you can do it through the credit agency that will provide the what-if scenario or the credit analyzer. And they, for a fee, is $40 per trade line per credit bureau. So that's, for example, if it's just one account that we need to impact because we go by the middle score and it's just, say, it's just one account that's holding us down, then you're looking at $40, right? And that account is on all three credit bureaus. So that's 40 times three. That's $120. Now imagine if you have two or three or four accounts that are reporting on all three credit bureaus, it can become a very expensive proposition. And folks, we make no money on credit reporting fees or any of that. It's not our business, right? It's someone else's. It's the credit agency's business, and that's what they charge. It's not negotiable. It is what it is. So you have a decision to make. You can pay the money and get it done, and we'll get the score increase. It takes about 10 days, 10 to 12 days, and we'll know what your scores are, and we can get you pre-approved and get you out there. Or you can wait 30 days, and sometimes it could be longer than 30 days because you know, typically the credit bureaus will update, or the creditors will update to the credit bureaus around between the 20th and the 25th of the month. And so don't be discouraged. Get help. Let someone show you what you need to do. This program is the only program that I know of that will give you the down payment for the closing costs and the down payment for the money for the down payment and the money for the closing costs. Now, there are other programs out there. In fact, just about every county and city have down payment assistance programs and even closing costs programs, but they're for the low to moderate income borrower. I'm talking about 80% of the HUD medium income, all right? They're truly for the first-time home buyer and low to moderate income borrower. And it does vary from city to city. If you're interested in pursuing one of those programs, the good news is that they will work, and HFA will work with other down payment assistance programs. You can layer as many down payment and closing cost assistance from other programs. There's no limit to it at all. You can continue to layer, especially if they meet the guidelines and they're a qualified nonprofit. The state will allow other down payment assistance programs to further reduce your mortgage payment so that you can qualify. So if you want more details on CalFHA, I encourage you to reach out to me. Again, go to thepowersnow.com, check out the calendar, schedule an appointment, or call me direct, talk to my assistant, get scheduled for an appointment, and I'll be happy to walk you through the process and talk about the possibilities of what it would take to get you approved on this program. Cal, HFA, both conventional and government programs. Now, there's more to it, but I don't have the time. We can talk about the EEM, we can talk about the Extra Teacher Credit Program, and we can talk about the MCC, the Mortgage Credit Certificate, but again, we just have limited time. It's important that you reach out to us, become a member of The Power Is Now. I'll reach out to your agent, and we can have a conference call, and we can talk about the various strategies available for you to buy a home.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now radio today and multiply your media exposure now. Thepowerisnow.com. Bringing out the superstar in you. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? And it never seems to be quite enough, no matter how well you manage it. That's why The Power Is Now is here to help. Whether you're an agent, broker, entrepreneur, or small business owner, you need a business coach. Some of the best industry leaders are here to share their wisdom with you. So find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you do business forever. Thepowerisnow.com. The next level is here. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
All right. That's number one. Let's go to number two, Home Secure. Man, I love this program. I love this program. Folks, I have to tell you, full disclosure, we do more of this than we do of anything else because it's so doggone easy. Oh my God. This is the only down payment assistance program that I know of that you can get the money for an FHA loan. By this is just government. This is not conventional. But you can get the down payment for an FHA loan with a FICO score of 620. All right? I feel if I had a mic, I would drop the mic right now. 620. You cannot. There is not. If I'm wrong out there, please let me know. I mean, let me know in the chat room if I'm wrong. There is not a down payment assistance program with any county, city, or state, or nonprofit that will give you money with a 620 FICO score. If there is, please let me know about it. We'll sign up for it right away and implement it into our program. This program does. It's called Home Secure. 620 FICO score, FHA. All right, so the loan limit is the HUD loan limit for the area. So that varies. I live in Riverside, and it's only $379,500 here. But LA is $424,100. Orange County is $424,100. I wish they would go to the high cost limit of $636,100, but they won't. All right, so we're limited to the conforming limit for HUD. Now, this program is great in just so many ways. It's a grant. It's not a grant. It's a loan. All right. It is a loan. It's only a grant if your income is 115% of the HUD medium income. So 115% of the HUD medium income. And if it isn't, then that's very possible that your income is going to exceed that just to qualify because of other debt you have. And that's okay. Most of these programs are provided as a loan. Not an unsecured, but a loan, a silent second, in which there are no payments. So how do they do this? It's really simple, folks. So as you know, there are no free lunches out there. We would like to believe that someone's actually giving you something, but let me tell you something, there's no such thing as a free lunch, period. If it sounds too good to be true, when someone says they're giving you something, 9 times out of 10, they're right. It is too good to be true. In this particular program, that 3.5%, which is the minimum contribution on FHA loan, is provided to you through an interest premium, all right? And so normally, if you've got the money for a down payment, you can get a very low interest rate right now. Interest rates are fantastic. They really are. And I hope they stay low, but I just have a feeling, folks, that things are going to change here, and they may change sooner than later. But interest rates are low, and if you have a good credit and you have the money, you can pay a much lower interest rate, at least a full percent, maybe a percent and a half lower, right, than what you would if you take this program. So you're going to pay a higher interest rate on this program, and the reason why is because you are essentially financing your own deposit or your own down payment. Now, some people have a problem with that. I don't necessarily have a problem with that at all. And here's the reason why. I look at hundreds of applications every month. That's what we do. And I tell you, the number one reason why people can't buy because they don't have the down payment. That's the number one reason. It's not because of credit. It's not because of debt ratio. It's because they don't have the money. I'm serious. They do not have the money. That is the number one reason that they're not able to buy. The number two reason is because of debt ratio. And I can give you the number one reason why the debt ratio is out of whack. And that is doggone car payments, folks. I mean, it's just amazing. Car payments at $500, $600, $7 a month. People have car payments that high and they're renting an apartment. It makes absolutely no sense. It's the decision they made. They're stuck with it now. And they got to get it paid off before they're going to be in a position to buy a home. That's number two. And I have a list of actually the top 10 reasons why people can't buy a home. It's a blog. Check it out. If you're interested in it, I can send it to you. So with this problem of down payment, how do we solve it? Is the government going to come to our rescue? No, they're not going to come to your rescue. Well, in a way, CalFHA has. So the state of California has come to the rescue for those who can meet the FICO score requirement. And you know, the rates on that program are better than on this program. And they're giving you closing costs and they're giving you the down payment. And the interest rate is at least a 1% better than on this program. So it really behooves you to get your credit score up and get your debt down to get that program, because this program, the interest rate is higher. Now, I'm saying that just so you know that that's why you're going to pay a higher interest rate, because you don't have the money, right? And they're willing to allow you to finance that down payment yourself. Now, think about it. What are your other options if you don't have the money? Well, first of all, you can't borrow or get a cash advance on your credit card for the down payment. That is ineligible funds for down payment. You cannot borrow money for the down payment. Cannot do it. The only way you can borrow money from a down payment is that you're borrowing it against an asset. It could be a car if you want to get a loan against your car, or it could be if you have other real estate, you can do that. But you cannot get an unsecured loan. You cannot do a cash advance. These are ineligible for the source of down payment. But let's say if you were able to do that, because some people actually do that anyway. They do it months in advance, so the money's sitting there. And so there's really no way for the lender or us to know where the money came from, because all we're looking at is the last 2 months' bank statements. And there are some people who do that. They'll get a cash advance or get a personal loan, what have you, accumulate the money. Hey, whatever it takes to get in the game, all right? So here's the problem, though. You're paying 16, 18, 19%. Unsecured loans are very expensive, right? Credit card advances, very expensive. You tell me, where can you go and get, you know, let's see here, 400,000, 3.5% on 400,000 is $12,000. You tell me where you can go and borrow $12,000 at the interest rate of a 30-year government fixed rate mortgage. Where can you go do that? I don't know. So for that reason alone, the cost of the funds and the fact that it will allow you to do that is a big doggone deal. And if you don't have the credit scores to get a better rate on a state program with CalHFA, then get in where you fit in, folks. Get in where you fit in. Don't allow property values to continue to rise and you're sitting on the sidelines. Our interest rates to go up and now you've been priced out in terms of your ability to pay the mortgage. Get in now while you can. And here's the good news. Let's say you do that. You qualify for the higher rate. You buy the house 6-7 months into this deal. Pray that, Lord, that the interest rates stay low. You can do a streamlined refinance and drop the payment. But if they don't drop, if rates just take off, thank God that you have a rate in the low, I don't know, in the low fives, right? In the low fives, fixed for 30 years. I've been in the business 35 years. I remember when people would stand in line. We had lines. I was working at the bank. We had lines going off the door, people standing in line to refinance at 9.99. All right, so I remember it's unfortunate that many young people today, they have no idea how good we have it right now with rates as low as they are, because they weren't around, and at least in a position to buy a home in the 70s or the 80s or even the 90s. And so this low interest rate environment we have right now is unprecedented. It's a wonderful opportunity to buy a home. And if you have programs like this that will finance the down payment for you within the loan, then why not do it? Now, here's another great benefit. You have a low FICO score, 620. You know, by the way, 620 is not good credit. All right? 620 is not good credit. This program will allow you to buy a home with a 620 FICO score. Now, let's say you're carrying some debt. You have that car payment. You have other credit cards and what have you, and your debt ratio is high. On the state program, your debt ratio can't be more than 43%. They might make an exception at 45, but 43% is where you need to be. On this program, they will allow your debt ratio to go as high as 56.9%, folks. 56.9. I mean, that's really amazing. That's amazing. Now, here's a kicker. This program will allow you not only to buy a single family home, but you can buy a 2-unit property. You can buy a 3-unit property. You can buy a 4-unit apartment building. As long as you are living in one of those units, you can buy a 4-unit apartment building. There is not, again, for those of you who are out there listening, my fellow LOs, loan officers, you're listening, real estate agents have been in the game, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, put it right there on Facebook for the whole world to see. You cannot get down payment assistance on more than one unit with just about every county, city, state, or nonprofit out there. It does not exist. And if it does, I want to know about it so we can make it available to our clients. This is the only program, though, where you can buy, as a first-time home buyer, be able to buy a 4-unit building, live in one unit, use the income from the other 3 units to help you qualify. I've done this, folks. This is not theory. You can call her up. Just call me. I'll give you her telephone number. She'd be okay with it. Her name is Ina Ferdinand, single African-American woman, bought an $850,000 apartment building. How in the heck? She works for the railroad. Just under 6 figures a year. How does she qualify to buy an $800,000 building? Let me tell you how. It wasn't with down payment assistance. At the time, I didn't have this program. But she was able to use the income from the other 3 units. We were able to add that to her income. Of course, there's a vacancy factor because they assume that you're not going to keep it rented, you know, all 12 months out of the year. So we're able to use 75% of those rents, of the market rents, add it to her income. And now she was able to meet the debt ratio requirements and to qualify for the loan. In this particular case, she had to come up with a down payment of 3.5%, which she borrowed against her 401k. And then we gave her an interest credit similar to this program, where this is an interest credit for the down payment. We increased her interest rate because she had a really good credit, and we were able to create money for her to cover all of her closing costs. So this lady owns this home today. She's been in it almost a year now. It's gone up over $100,000 in value. She has $6,600 a month coming in on 3 units, right? Exceeding her payment, which is around $5,500 a month. So she's not only making enough money to pay her mortgage payment, but she has cash left over. And every year she intends to raise the rents. And one day she's going to move out of that place and do it again. Now, on this program, right, you can't buy. Actually, on this program, the conforming limits apply. So depending on the area you're in, you can go as high as between $800,000 to $1.2 million. It just depends on what the conforming limit is. It's higher for every unit. One unit, 424. 2 units, 3 units, 4 units. It gets higher and higher. Your down payment is 3.5%. They'll do an interest credit to provide you the down payment. And then the seller can give you a credit up to 6% towards your closing costs. So think about that. If you got the right agent, they can negotiate a right price where the seller can give you the credit for the closing costs, and you have the down payment through an interest credit in the loan called a grant, or not a grant, but a assignment second, and you're in. Now, there's one other thing you need to have when you're buying units. You have to have money in reserves, at least 3 months, principal and interest, taxes, and insurance. So you can't be totally broke here, folks. You got to have 3 months of that payment in the bank season. It can't be a gift. Can't be borrowed. It's got to be your money, all right, if you're going to go that route, right? Now, what I love about this program is that this is ideal for people, for families, and for friends, you know, to come together to buy a house. I mean, come on. You don't make enough money on your own to do it. Partner up. Each of you can have your own unit. 2 people can come together, buy a 4-unit building. 3 people can come together, buy a 4-unit building, rent out the 4th unit, and that's cash for everybody to share. Or 4 people could buy a 4-unit building, each have their own place. And as you both, you know, make more money, or as you all make more money, you eventually move out of the place, and it's your first investment property in your makeshift investment club. I mean, I tell you, a good friend of mine, his name is Leroy. He has a book called "It's Impossible to Be Broke in America." And it's so true. I mean, if you're really committed to owning a home, if you're really serious about owning a home, you'll stop making excuses and talk about identifying all the reasons that are in front of you, that's allegedly in front of you, or that all the reasons you perceive will stop you, and you'll just start taking action. The first step you need to make is to get connected with someone who's got your back, who's going to educate you, and is going to help you and walk you through the process. I'm telling you, that's the power is now. We never say no. We never say no. We may say not now, but we never say no. And when we say not now, we're going to put you on a real plan towards homeownership. And the only way it's not going to happen is that you get in the way. It won't be us. Most people are their worst enemies. They find ways to sabotage themselves and not achieve their goal. And we want to help you, you know, move beyond making excuses and continuing to sabotage your own progress in life and provide you the tools and the resources to make it happen. This program, folks, is called Home Secure, and I'm almost running out of time, and I still have one more product to talk about. If you want to know more about it, again, how do you do it? Just reach out to me, 714-475-8629. Reach out to the agent who invited you tonight and talk to them, have them assist you in getting connected with me. Let's have a conference call. Go to neverrentagain.com, sign up for the Buyers Club, get the help you need. Or if you're ready to get going right now because you know you meet the FICO score requirement and you want the money, go to applytobuynow.com, applytobuynow.com, and get started tonight. We are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Don't let procrastination rob you of opportunity. Procrastination is of the devil, and he is the father of lies. Next is our featured product tonight, and it's called the I-10 program, folks. I tell you, let me share something with you. In fact, you can find this. I did this several weeks ago. Just scroll down through the Facebook. You can find all of our videos there, or go to the Powers Now TV, and you can watch it there. Did you know the fastest growing population in the United States is Latino population? I mean, well over a GDP, a gross domestic product. Their purchasing power, according to the Latin Donor Coalition, is almost $2.1 trillion. $2.1 trillion. The Latino community is a nation within the nation. They are, in fact, as nations are ranked, they're like number seven. They're like number, so you got the United States number one, you got the Latino community that's like number seven. More GDP than countries. It's amazing the growth that's taken place. Si habla español, muy poquito. And we all need to learn the language, seriously, just to be able to communicate and to work with others. So I'm learning a few languages, by the way. So there are, though, a lot of Latinos that are here, and not just Latinos, folks. And I don't know, maybe, you know, it seems like sometimes they're just picked on. But the truth of the matter is there's people from Europe and from Africa, from Asia, who are here without valid visas. They are here by hook or crook. They got here, and they are working. And this program is designed for those very people. Yes, I know they've used a fake Social Security card. No problem. No problem. Yes, I know their visa's expired and they're here illegal. They're undocumented. No problem. This program is designed for the undocumented. This program is designed for the person who has used a Social Security number that is not theirs. This program is designed for the person who is here without the proper papers. They're here as undocumented, but they're working. They have jobs. They pay their taxes. They're filing their tax returns, and they have an I-10 number that they've gotten from the U.S. government. They have a driver's license that is legit that they've gotten from the U.S. government, and they have an I-10 number that is legit that they got from the U.S. government. I-10 number and a driver's license. And so let me break it down to you, folks. This is a great program. It is it's our I-10 program, and this is for purchase or refinance. Owner-occupied and non-owner-occupied, 1 to 4 units. I'm talking about you can buy a single-family home or you can buy a 4-unit apartment building as long as you occupy the property. Now, if you're, this is for the highest loan-to-value, the maximum debt-to-income ratio. And so they're looking at your debt. You've got to show the ability to pay. And here's the reason why, folks. This program is not a HUD program. It's not Fannie Mae, Jenny Mae, or Freddie Mac. This is a portfolio program. I mean, someone is going to carry this loan or group is going to carry this loan forever, right? It's not going to be sold to the secondary market. There is a secondary market for non-prime loans and loans like this, but it's not the traditional secondary market of Fannie, Freddie, and Ginnie Mae. And so you've got to show the ability to pay. The maximum debt ratio is 43. Why is that? Because it's federal law. It's federal law. And so you have to document your income. You've got to have a job. You've got to have W-2s. You've got to have pay stubs. And we understand, though, that you don't have a Social Security number. And in fact, the number you have been using to establish credit is probably not your own. Now, that being the case, we will run your credit report using your I-10 number. And in most cases, it's going to pull up credit and a credit score. Your credit score needs to be 660. Now, if it's less than that, no problem. If it's no score, that's not a problem as well. I'll get into how we establish your credit using alternative methods in just a minute. The minimum size of the loan is $100,000, and you can get gift funds for the down payment. All right, so what is the down payment? The down payment is 20%. You got to put 20% down for this program. Now, if you're getting gift funds, the minimum down payment then is 10%. So grandma, grandpa, brother, sister, has to be family, can give you the money, but they can't give you all the money. You have to have at least 10% down. Now, as I mentioned, gift funds are allowed. And you must take a first-time homebuyer course. And this course is available in English and Spanish. And I can give you more details on where to take that course. Now, the I-10 card has to be a valid I-10 card. Or you can have a passport, not or, and a passport or driver's license. What the ideal situation is the I-10 card, a passport, and a driver's license. The fact that you got here, if you came here legally and you had a visa and your visa expired, chances are you have a passport that is not expired. And you were able to get a driver's license. And so all you really need is the I-10 number. Now, so that's pretty easy so far, right, in terms of the qualification. So let's get into more details. Now, you need 20% down. Another 20% down, we have to source those funds. And the way we source them is that they have to have been in your account, your bank account, for the last 3 consecutive months. So normally, like for an FHA loan or a conventional loan, we only need 2 months. But for this program, we need 3 months of bank statements, right? Showing the average balance of what we need or what you're going to use for the down payment. So you need the down payment money as well as the reserves, right? You need to show 3 months of reserves. So that's principal and interest, taxes, and insurance, plus 20% down, or minimum 10% down, and the gift funds, all right? We have to verify that money with actual bank statements. We can't do verifications of deposits. And if you have a spouse and she's not going to be on the loan, but she's on the bank statement, then we need an access letter showing that, you know, indicating that she does have access to the funds. And then if you have any NSFs, you got to show that you can manage your debt and manage your bank account. And so if there's any NSFs, we need a real good explanation for that. And too many of those could be a problem. Now, the gift funds can be from a family member. And again, family members, unlike FHA, a family member in FHA stops at cousins. For some reason, cousins are a problem with FHA because the delinquency or the default rate on when gift funds are involved by cousins is significantly higher when they're not. And for that reason, a cousin is not an eligible donor on a FHA loan. So I'm going to find out on this program, because it hasn't come up yet, if there's a similar issue here. But right now, the guidelines only require that the person be related. They have to be family. Now, the donor has to, just like on all down payment or all gift programs, we got to be able to paper trail the money. The donor has to show that they've had the money that is in their bank account. All right? That's very, very important. And it has to, being provided, it has to go to the bank account of the buyer and then from the buyer to the escrow, or it can go from the donor straight to escrow to a settlement company so that we can show that the funds have been received. Any large deposits have to be verified. So cash deposits are going to be a problem. And so, you know, looking at the money, you know, show me the money is probably taken to another level here because of a number of laws that we all know about. We got to be able to source the funds, that they are seasoned funds, that they are legitimate funds, that they're not borrowed funds, that they're not laundered funds, that they're real. Now, on this program, a seller can contribute up to 6% towards closing costs, no cash back to the borrower. And again, this property, this can be for a single family home or a 1-4 unit family detached, or it can be a 2-4 unit, maximum 70% loan to value. A townhome can't do 80% on a townhome, 75% on a townhome or condominiums, especially high rise condos or condominiums, 75%. So you're looking at 25% down. So if you want the maximum loan to value, it's 20% down. Manufactured homes is even lower, it's 70%, and it's on a case-by-case basis. And rural properties where there's 5 acres or more, that's also on a case-by-case basis, and the loan-to-value can be as low as 75%. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the credit report can be pulled using the ITIN number, and all borrowers must have at least 4 open and active trade references. And if they don't, we're going to have to build alternative credit. And so 12 months, by the way, is what we're looking for, 12-month history. And that can be, first of all, we can accept a written verification of rents from the landlord, our 12 months council checks, our rental receipts. We can accept installment payments that are not listed on a credit report, like a furniture payment, they're financing furniture. Or if they have utilities like electric bill, water bill, phone bill, cable, not water, mostly electric, phone, and cable, non-payroll deducted medical and life insurance. They're paying for life insurance and medical insurance, auto insurance, renter's insurance. If they're leasing a car, that will, of course, will count. And there are many auto dealers who do leases that are not reported to the credit bureaus. School tuition, child care. Documented individual loans, so mom or dad or friend made you a loan and you're making payments back to it. You have a signed note in an agreement and it's all legit. Rent-to-own contracts where people are renting furniture and TVs and things of that nature. And so when we're looking at the credit history, we're looking at no late in the last 24 months when it comes to rent. You got to show at least 24 months of paying the rent on time. All right. And then if you're looking at all other debt, like installment loans of any type, we're looking at zero late in the last 12 months. If there's been one, that will be considered on a case-by-case basis. Tax liens, repossessions must be released. Debt must be dealt with. Zero balances, judgments, collection accounts, charge-offs, a minimum of 2 years prior to the application with a zero balance. So if you've had a judgment, a collection, or a charge-off, 2 years need to go by before you're going to be eligible for this program. Medical collections, though, are allowed. Bankruptcies are allowed if they are at least 3 years old. That's very similar to FHA. Foreclosures, deed in lieu of foreclosure, short sales, makes you ineligible for the program, period. Can't do anything. IRS debt. You got to show a payment history that you have payment arrangements and you've made at least 3 months of payments, very similar to FHA, before they will allow us to add those payments into your debt ratio to help you qualify. Now, finally, in regard to income, we mentioned earlier that your debt ratio can't be more than 43%. Now, if there's a lot of disposable income, they will make an exception, up to 50% on a case-by-case basis. And, of course, clear income documentation. What are we talking about? W-2s, pay stubs, tax returns. If they're self-employed, we need 2 years of tax returns, just like anybody else. If they're wage earners, we'll need a written verification, and we'll need 30 days of pay stubs. We'll need 2 years of W-2s, 2 years of federal income taxes, 2 years of business tax returns. If it's a corporation, a year-to-date P&L. Prepared by a licensed CPA. And if we're using business funds, if they just have a business account and they don't have a personal account, and everything's happening in the business account, then we'll need a CPA letter to show that the business is not going to be impaired by using those funds. And of course, if there's any type of, we have to paper trail, I guess, everything, right, folks? Everything needs to be paper trailed. And we'll need to show that the taxes that have been filed with the IRS are have actually been filed with the IRS. So we'll do a 4506T, which is a request for a copy of the tax returns from the IRS. All right, so it's 8:44. I'm past time. That's our featured product, folks. If you want to know what the interest rate is on this program, you're going to have to call me. In fact, drop me an email, call me, text me, ask me in the Facebook chat room, and we will get you an illustration so you'll see what the interest rate and the APR is and what the total amount you need to close. It's a very inexpensive loan. You're looking at standard fees associated, title, escrow, recording fees. A great interest rate considering the flexibility and the ability to own a home. This is a dynamic program, folks. So tonight we've talked about the Cal FHA product, My Home and My Zip. We talked about the Home Secure product, and we've talked about the I-10 product. I want to invite you to partner with us. If you are here tonight as a real estate professional, please partner with us. Every Tuesday, we're here sharing great information that will empower your clients to act. If you are a consumer, a first-time home buyer, and you were invited by a real estate professional, please reach out to that agent. Contact them now. Let them know, first of all, what you thought about the information. Two, ask them whatever questions you have about the home buying process. Three, have them connect you with us to get pre-approved. And by the way, for you agents who are watching and you couldn't get your clients in tonight, but you know that they would be interested in talking more about this product, please go to neverleaseagain.com, provide your information, the client's information, put in the text box what you think might be going on with them, what we need to share with them, identify the product they may be interested in. And by the way, this product is so new, it's not even on that list of products yet. We'll make sure it's on there by tomorrow. It'll be on there for our next show. And then for those of you who are ready to get started, applytobuynow.com. applytobuynow.com. Well, we're way past time. I will be responding to your questions in the chat room. Please share this information. I know you know somebody. I know you know somebody that needed to hear this information tonight. Share the wealth. Share the information. Knowledge is power, and the power is now. Everything I've shared with you tonight, folks, could change tomorrow. Literally. The only thing you can count on in life is change. And so let's be, you know, change agents. Let's know how to move quickly, be decisive, and take action and take advantage of the opportunities that exist right now for ourselves and for our families. My name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO and broker for the Power Is Now Real Estate Services and Mortgage Services. Please subscribe to our magazine, listen to our radio shows, watch our TV shows, get connected with The Power Is Now. Folks, we are the real deal, and The Power Is Now is a movement, and we're making an impact in communities throughout the state. We're partnering up with great agents who get it, who are all in, and we need help. If you're interested in working with us as a real estate professional, please consider joining us. We have an incredible compensation program, and we have incredible tools and resources to help you grow your business. Well, that's it. Remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining me tonight. Have a great evening. See you next week, right here on the Power Is Now Facebook Live.
You've been listening to the Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.